Welcome to Time to Talk Fertility, Beyond the Lab Coat, a podcast from Fertility Centers of Illinois. Join us as we go beyond the scenes with Dr. Karine Matavosian, reproductive endocrinologist, to discover what inspires her work, how she connects with patients, and what drives her passion for helping families grow. Real stories, real purpose, real care. I'm your host, Maggie McKay. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Would you please share your full name and credentials?
Yeah, so my name is Karine Matavosian, and I'm a DO, and I'm a physician at Fertility Centers of Illinois.
For people who don't know what a DO is, what is that?
So a DO is another medical degree. It's pretty much equivalent to an MD. It just traditionally was a more holistic approach to medicine, but I would say nowadays they're very interchangeable.
Okay. What inspired you to pursue medicine, specifically reproductive endocrinology?
So what inspired me to pursue medicine, I think, is what kind of inspires most doctors, was just helping people. But throughout my medical school career, I really fell in love with gynecology. And eventually I learned about reproductive endocrinology and infertility as a specialty. And I was really drawn to the cutting edge science, the patient relationships that you get to form, and just this really unique opportunity to help people build their families.
What do you find most rewarding about your work?
So I think the most rewarding thing about my work is the opportunity to build a relationship with my patients, to gain their trust, and to really help them figure out what the root cause of their reproductive difficulties is. And then, of course, helping them have babies is always amazing.
Is there a particular moment that reaffirmed why you chose this field?
Yeah, so I think that there's many moments that kind of reaffirm my decision to pursue this field, but one that comes to mind is a patient I took care of during my fellowship who had a history of recurrent miscarriages and a condition called Asherman syndrome, which is adhesions in the uterus. And we had to do multiple surgeries and many treatments. And then finally, she did get pregnant and have a healthy baby. And just getting her email with the pictures and like the updates, it was just so wonderful. And it really was gratifying.
That's got to be so rewarding to get those and see them grow up. That's awesome. How do you hope to make a difference in your patients' lives?
So I hope to make a difference in my patients' lives by providing them with guidance and support. I know that this journey can be overwhelming and difficult sometimes. So I really hope that in addition to just being their physician, that I can also be an advocate for them, but also kind of somebody that provides them support emotionally as well.
How would you describe your approach to patient care?
So my approach to patient care is really based on this idea that as a physician, it's my job to educate my patients. I really want to allow patients to ask all of their questions and leave a visit understanding what's going on with their bodies and what options they have, and then to make the best decisions for themselves and their partners with my guidance.
And what's most important to you when you're guiding a patient through treatment?
So similarly, I think when I'm guiding a patient through treatment is to really make sure that they understand their diagnosis, the treatment options, the prognosis, and that they really have had a chance to ask everything they need to ask, and they're not just blindly following my recommendations. I really want to have a shared decision-making approach and that we're kind of a team tackling this diagnosis.
I imagine it is such an emotional journey to go through. So how do you help patients feel supported and empowered throughout their journey? Because I'm sure sometimes they feel like they have no power.
Yeah, so I agree. I think knowledge is power. So empowering them by providing them knowledge, but also providing them support. I try to make myself available to my patients so that they can reach me and ask questions. And then also guiding them to resources that could be helpful both at FCI and outside to help them build a community of support around them.
How do you balance science, technology, and empathy in your work?
So I think that we're in a really unique field. It is obviously a place with technology advancements that are happening all the time. It's very based on science and the lab, but it's really important to continue to have that human touch and connection with your patients because this is something that's very emotional to go through. And so these patients are not just lab values or ultrasound results. It's really important to keep in mind their story and what they're going through. And I think that I try to do that in my approach to patients.
What are your special areas of clinical interest and what draws you to them?
So my special areas of interest are fertility preservation, specifically also oncofertility, just based on the research that I had the opportunity to do as a fellow and the patients I've taken care of. I think it's a really important aspect of our field. And another special interest that I have is PCOS, because I feel like this is a condition that affects not just fertility, but many different aspects of a patient's health. And I do like to be a part of that diagnosis and educating people as they go beyond our clinic.
Dr. Matavosian, where did you complete your medical education, your residency, and your fellowship training?
So I completed my medical education at Kansas City University of Medicine and Biosciences. I completed my residency locally at Advocate Lutheran General Hospital. And then I completed my fellowship at Brown University, the Warren Alpert Medical School, and Women and Infants Hospital.
What excites you most about the future of reproductive medicine?
Oh, I think the future of reproductive medicine is so exciting. There's so many different studies and advances in technology that people are working on. And I think there's going to be so many new treatments available to patients. And even if you just look back, you know, in time, things have changed so rapidly. So I think that there's going to be new avenues to parenthood for patients. And I'm really excited to be a part of it.
When you think about your practice or your career, what accomplishment are you most proud of?
I think the accomplishment I'm most proud of is my thesis project and fellowship. It was research looking at BRCA carriers and their ovarian reserve. And the reason I'm proud of it is because I think that it can help patients understand their condition and make fertility preservation decisions or family planning decisions. And so it really had a clinical impact that I think was profound.
Do you speak any additional languages?
I do speak additional languages, not fluently enough to do an IVF visit, but I do speak Armenian and Russian.
Oh, wow. Could you share a simple greeting or phrase in one of those languages?
Yeah, so a simple greeting in Armenian would just be Barevdes Dukvonsek, which is just, hello, how are you?
That's so cool. What do your patients often say they appreciate most about working with you?
I think that patients appreciate most that I'm available to them and that I take the time to really make sure that we've gone through all of their questions and they really understand. So I think that patients appreciate that. And then maybe just that I have a positive outlook.
How do you build trust and meaningful connection with your patients?
I think it's an important life step. It's a intimate topic. So I think just being open, honest with them, really taking the time to listen to their story and understand everything that's going on with them and not just breaking it down to numbers or data, and just being available to them both for questions but also for support.
So I imagine patients can often get anxious or discouraged. What advice do you often share with them at that point?
I think that it's really common to feel anxious, discouraged, depressed, or overwhelmed in this process. And I think the best thing that people can do is understand you're not alone. There's people in your life who have gone through something similar, and there's communities for people who are going through this. And it's just so important to reach out to others because it can be very isolating otherwise.
What message of encouragement would you share with those who are still hoping to build their family?
So for those who are still hoping to build their family, I would say that your path to parenthood may not be what you initially imagined, but there's still hope and you can still have the family that you've dreamed of. It just may take time and support and maybe a different approach than you first planned, but you can still get there.
What's one lesson your patients have taught you?
I think that my patients have taught me resilience. Even before they come see me, they've already been through so much, but they often maintain such a positive attitude and they continue to move forward in this journey.
Dr. Matavosian, outside of medicine, what brings you joy or balance?
So what brings me joy is spending time with my family and my dogs. I love to be outside, go to the beach. I love to eat good food, go to the city, go to different restaurants. But yeah, I think just boils down to spending time with family and friends.
Any hobbies or interests?
I like to travel a lot when I have the time, less so now with small children, but I do like to travel. And I've gotten a little bit into like scrapbooking and photography.
Oh, fun. That's fun.
Yeah.
Especially with kids, right? Because they'll grow up and say, where are the pictures?
Exactly. That was the impetus.
Yes. What's something people might be surprised to learn about you?
I think people would be surprised to learn that I've been to 32 countries.
Is wow. That is.
Okay.
That's impressive. And what three words best describe you?
The three words that I would use to describe myself are hardworking, determined, and loyal.
If you could instantly be great at any Olympic sport, what would it be?
It would hands down be gymnastics. I was in gymnastics until the age of 6, and then we moved and I never got to do it again. And so secretly, that was always a dream.
Oh, how fun. What movie or show is your guilty pleasure, the one that you could watch over and over?
I would say Legally Blonde.
It's a good one. And what was your first job?
My first job was working at a vegetarian grocery store when I was in high school.
That's interesting. Are you a vegetarian?
Yeah, I was for a period, but not so much anymore.
If you had to pick one ice cream flavor for the rest of your life, you could only have one, what would it be?
I think if I had to pick one, I would pick mint chocolate chip.
Yum. What's your favorite Disney character?
My favorite Disney character is Jasmine from Aladdin.
Oh, I love it. And what should patients look for when they're choosing a fertility clinic?
So I think when you're choosing a fertility clinic, you want to find a doctor that you connect with. And then you want to make sure that your team is supportive. And that the most important thing I would say is the lab, that the lab has good outcomes and that they're really good at what they do because they're kind of the heart of the practice.
What sets Fertility Centers of Illinois apart from other fertility clinics?
Yeah, so I think kind of similarly, I think our lab is excellent. I think our embryology team is amazing. They're so good at what they do and they really help our patients be successful. I also think that we have many different doctors. So there's somebody who's a right fit for everybody. And I think that we have nurses, staff that are just so caring and we're all on your team and we all want you to have success.
Well, thank you so much for being here today and sharing your expertise. It's been a pleasure getting to know you.
Thank you so much.
Again, that's Dr. Karine Matavosian. To get in touch with Dr. Matavosian or to find out more, please visit fcionline.com/doctors. I'm Maggie McKay. Thank you for listening to Time to Talk Fertility Beyond the Lab Coat, a podcast from Fertility Centers of Illinois.